Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Andrew.
Hey! Goldberg! I bet if that dunk was a cheeseburger, you'd stop it!
No, I agree. I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
Quack! 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 No! No!
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey everybody, we've got a title to defend. I'm Mike, Tommy and Kevin are not here, but welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, the definitive My Desk Podcast. They are not here for good reason. They were not here for the early rounds of the trivia. They don't deserve to be here for the finals. Instead, we have Jeremiah and Vishnu here. Again, Jeremiah, the defending champ, the number one seed, has made it all the way. Vishnu, on the other side of the bracket, the 11 seed, just a March Madness like historic run. I don't know, George Mason from like the early 2000s, if you want to do that. St. Peter's, if you want to go last year. They made it to the Elite Eight, but they didn't get this far. So Vishnu in uncharted territory. But Jeremiah, thank you for being here. Have you given any more thought to how you're going to spend, you know, the PF Chang's $200 gift card if you win it?
Not at all. I will not invite my friend from Twitter who offered to sell off my preparation strategy. But other than that, I'm just here to have some fun and answer some trivia questions.
Gotcha. Do you think you would do it if you do win? Do you think you're going to do it in one swoop and just have a feast and like lots of drinks and stuff like that? Or would you split it up?
I feel like I'll go out with like my wife and one or two friends, see how far we get, and then just split the rest up for, you know, like work from home or date night or something like that.
I like
it. But I would love to see how far we get. Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. That's a good strategy. So you beat Dan in the first round 4-2 in the trivia questions. The characters naming in 30 seconds, you beat Mary 2-1. AJ in the categories round, you beat 3-2 in overtime. At any point, what was your like hairiest point where you thought, oh, I might not survive this?
The characters really threw me. I knew it was up to chance, and I don't think I was strategic as I could have been in terms of narrowing it down. So that was scariest, but it definitely is getting tighter and tighter. So I'm looking forward to a close competition today.
Yeah, I like it. All right, Vishnu, same sort of questions to you. Have you given any thought about the gift card and how you would spend it?
I'm going to spend it on food. to be honest, Mike, I joke notwithstanding, I had thoughts about when you're going over the March Madness higher seats to make it at UCLA. My alma mater just did it 2 years ago to the Final Four, beating Michigan, where I believe Jeremiah went based off of an email, and that was 11 against the 1, which I believe UCLA wasn't really a Cinderella. We had the most titles,
yeah.
Also, so the numbers are continuing here. So I don't know if that happens again, then it's, you know, history repeating itself, or if it doesn't, then, you know, that was the one time, I suppose.
That's a great point. I thought about UCLA, and then I thought, were they like an 8 seed or something like that?
No,
like
you're in 11, actually.
Yeah. 11. So I didn't have it there, and I totally forgot that they beat Michigan. So poo-poo to UCLA. We don't like when they lose to when they beat Michigan. At any point, did you? What was your hairiest point in the tournament?
To be honest, it might have been the entrance, the preliminary, the. Because I think I had the lowest score. I'm the 11 seed, but I think 11 through 16, we all had the same score. I just happened to win like a tiebreaker to get the highest seed. I would agree. Other than that, I would agree with Jeremiah that the name that duck, it's truly up to chance. Like, and it's not even so much, I mean, it kind of depends on the character you get, but also the method you get that you use to get there. If ever even like 45 seconds, I would feel pretty good about it. But 30 is so quick. You might get it to like, I don't know, 5 B1 ducks, and you just got to guess which one, or you know, something else. You know, or it's like, I don't, you just have to get kind of lucky there. Like, do you ask, if you ask, is he a figure skater before, is he a Bash brother? And that could, like, if you get the wrong answer, then you're left with two or something. Anyway, don't want to give too many hints, but it was never easy. I mean, the last round as well, just best 2 out of 3. And I just kind of got lucky that Daphne repeated Connie Moreau, I believe, pretty early in that round. I don't know what that would happen if that went further. So.
Great point. Yeah. So you beat the 6 Stevie Yanks in round 1, 4-1, and then name that duck. Close matchup with the 3 seed, John, 3-2, and then you beat Daphne 2-0 again. Yeah, the Connie Moreau thing came up. So let's get into it here. So the rules for those, I guess for everybody, since this is all new, we're taking the first 3 rounds, we're combining them into one. So we're going to have, the first part is going to be our Mighty Ducks Game Changers trivia questions. The top 10, we have 10 questions randomly selected from my pool of questions. These can be stolen. So if one player gets it wrong, the other player can jump in and steal it. So it's possibly to be up 10-0 after the first round. Second round, again, name the duck character in 30 seconds. Each player will have 5 of those. So 5 possible points for each player. And then round 3, we have 3 categories. And the twist here is if one player gets it wrong, the other player can continue naming people, things from that category until the category runs out. So it's possible to mount a major comeback as we go through here. Let's get into it. Jeremiah, you are the number 1 seed. You have the choice here. Do you want to go first or second? So the person who goes first in this round will go first in the categories round 3. And we'll alternate from there. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
All right. And I will say, I did not veto any of these questions. Some I thought were too hard. I did not veto any questions for the finals. Just an FYI for that. So we go to Vishnu. Vishnu, your first question, what award does Evan get in the preseason award ceremony?
He cares the most about hockey?
That is correct. Person who cares the most about hockey. Vishnu up early, 1-0. Question number 2, we go to Jeremiah. What video game hockey team did Koob play for?
I'm going to guess the Rangers.
That is incorrect. Vishnu with the chance to steal here.
I recall they didn't use NHL teams, but I don't remember. It was like BSB.
Sorry. Kind of close. It was the Boston Blizzard. This is the question that I was gonna veto, and I said no. It's the finals. We'll leave it up to chance here. We go back to Vishnu. Question number 3: what did Evan call his lucky stick that he found at the Lost and Found?
It's a magic wand.
That is correct. Vishnu up 2-0. We go to Jeremiah. Question number 4. What number is Lauren?
Lauren is number 23.
That is correct. 2-1 as we move through this. We go to question 5 to Vishnu. This has to do with the Ducks Gala. How many pairs of matching sweatpants did Alex have to find for the Ducks Gala?
372.
That is correct. Well done. I thought that one might trip you up. It does not. We go to Jeremiah with the score still 3-1. What are Nick's mom's names? We need both names. First names.
Nick's moms are Paula and Sherry.
That is correct. There's a reason they are in the finals. This is impressive. As we move on to question number 7 for Vishnu. What age bracket are the kids moving into?
12 to 14.
That is correct. Vishnu, 4-4 as we move on here. Jeremiah, according to Maya, Alex's puffy vest is very what year? That is incorrect. Vishnu, with the chance here.
2017.
That is correct. 2017 is the right answer. So we go to Vishnu for to round it out. This could be a perfect round for Vishnu. What is the name of Bombay's hockey rink?
The Ice Palace.
That is correct. Yes. Kind of a gimme. But that is how luck comes into it. And well,
After 372, I don't feel so bad about it.
And the final question of the first round for Jeremiah, what is Evan's dad's first name?
Rob.
That is correct. Well done. So really, one missed question overall. Vishnu had one steal, so it is 6-3 as we move on to round number two. Anybody's game, really, but that was a masterclass. And again, that is why they are the trivia finalists. So we go to round two. Jeremiah, you will go first. Again, randomly generated from the list of characters. You have five characters. We'll go back and forth here. Jeremiah, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Your first character, starting now.
Are they in Game Changers?
No.
Are they in the original trilogy?
Yes.
Are they in D3?
No.
Are they in D2?
Yes.
Are they male?
Yes.
Are they African American?
No.
Is it Tommy Duncan?
It is not Tommy Duncan. It was actually Cam Neely. Cam Neely at the party. He says hello. So he counts as having one line at least. Okay, so we go to Vishnu now. Vishnu, your first character, starting now.
Is the character male?
Yes.
Is he in Game Changers?
No.
Is he in D1?
Yeah. No, sorry.
Is he in D2?
Yes.
Is he in D3?
No.
Is he from Iceland?
No.
Is he a cameo?
Yes.
Does he play basketball?
Yes.
Did he go to UCLA?
I think so.
Did he play for the Lakers? Is he all-time leading scorer?
Yes.
Did he change it? It's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Well done. Vishnu, I did not know where Kareem Abdul-Jabbar went to college, but I assumed you knew. So I'll give you that. We move back to Jeremiah here. Jeremiah, we go to your second character, starting now.
Are they in Game Changers?
Yes.
Are they in the original trilogy?
No.
Are they male?
No.
Are they a parent?
No.
Are they a duck?
Not the original, like the main team.
Do they don't play bother. For third team? Yeah, they're a don't bother. Okay.
Yeah. I'll give you one more question since I messed it up. I'll give you one more
question. Do they wear glasses?
No.
Is it Maya?
It is Maya. Well done. Well done. Yeah. I had to like think about that question because like they were technically a Mighty Duck. At the end. So we will go on to as I get my stopwatch ready. Here we go. We go to Vishnu, your second character, starting now.
Is the character male?
No.
Is she in Game Changers?
Yes.
Is she in D2?
No.
Is she a don't bother?
No.
Does she play hockey?
No.
Does she host a podcast?
No.
Is she a parent?
Yes.
Is she a parent of a don't bother?
Yes.
Is her son, is she the coach?
No.
Is she a lesbian?
No.
Is she from New York?
30 seconds is up. You have a final guess here.
Okay.
just thinking about it. We're gonna need an answer though.
Lisa.
That is correct. Lisa Casper, Maya's mom. Wow.
I was just thinking, like, you weren't going to ask me Danielle twice, right?
Well done. Pulled it out. That was impressive. Might have changed the game if you got that wrong. Jeremiah would have been, you know, just two away. All right. We move to Jeremiah's third character. Jeremiah, your third character starting now.
Are they in Game Changers?
No.
Are they in D2?
Yes.
Are they in D3?
No.
Are they in D1?
No.
Do they play for Iceland?
No.
Do they represent a non-US country?
No.
Are they a cameo?
Yes.
Are they a figure skater?
No.
Are they male?
Yes, your 30 seconds is up, though.
Is it Luke Robitaille?
It is not. It's Wayne Gretzky. You narrowed it down. That was kind of just a blind guess from there. I liked where you were going there. You narrowed it down, but it was Wayne Gretzky, your third character. That was, so we go to Vishnu now for your third character. Vishnu, are you ready? All right, Vishnu, your third character, starting now.
Is the character male?
No.
Is she in Game Changers?
No.
Is she in D1?
No.
Is she in D2?
Yes.
Is she from Iceland?
Yes.
Is she the trainer from Iceland?
Yes.
Did she appear on the Quack Attack podcast, the best podcast in the world?
Yes, she did.
It's Maria.
Yes, well done. Well done. We move on, Vishnu. With 9, Jeremiah with 4, and we go to Jeremiah's fourth character. You ready, Jeremiah?
Yes.
All right, Jeremiah, your fourth character, starting now.
Are they in Game Changers?
Yes.
Are they in D2?
Yes.
Are they in D3?
Yes.
Are they in D1?
Yes.
Are they male?
Yes.
Are they a coach?
No.
Were they in Spirit of the Ducks?
Yeah.
Do they have a terrifying slap shot?
Your 30 seconds is up.
I'm going to go with Fulton Reed.
That is correct. Well done, Fulton Reed, with number 4 there. So Jeremiah now with 5, Vishnu with 9, well within striking distance as we go to the wild card round. So Vishnu, you have your fourth character starting now.
Is the character male?
No.
Is she in Game Changers?
Yes.
Is she in D2?
No.
Is she a Don't Bother?
Yes.
Did she play for the Ducks too?
Yes.
Is she... Okay. do you see both of her? And Sophie. Right?
Yeah. Well done. Well done. There you go. That we go. Vishnu now has 10 as we go to our final characters. Jeremiah, your last character, of this whole trivia contest in terms of guessing the character in 30 seconds. Starts now.
Are they in Game Changers?
No.
Are they in D2?
No.
Are they in D3?
No.
Are they a player?
Yes.
Are they male?
Yes.
Are they African American?
No.
Does their sister figure skate?
No.
Do they have loving parents?
No. You're your final guess.
Peter Mark.
That was probably a little overtime, but I liked the question, so I gave it to you anyway. It is Peter Mark. All right, we move on. Vishnu, your final character. starts now.
Is the character male?
Yes.
Is he in Game Changers?
Yes.
Is he in D2?
Yes.
Is he married to another duck?
No.
Does he have a good slap shot?
No.
Does he wear glasses?
Yes.
Did he drive a limo?
Yes.
Is his actor appear on the Pack Attack podcast, the best podcast?
Yes.
Is it Averman?
It is. Well done. Well done for Vishnu. So we move on. So it is 11-6, if I did that correctly. Now I have to make sure I did that correctly. Let me check my edits to make sure I gave Jeremiah the correct pointage. I believe I did. You had three, and then you got... Okay, I think we're good. All right, so we move to our third and final round, our final sort of segment of the Trivia Extravaganza. We've finally done it. We are going to our categories. So they are going to go back and forth, naming categories. We have three categories, again, randomly selected from what I have here. Let's see, Vishnu will go first, per Jeremiah's selection. And your first category, kind of a crossover. These are people who appeared in the original trilogy who also appeared in Game Changers. So Vishnu, you are up first.
Gordon Bombay.
That is correct.
Lester / Dave Averman.
Correct.
Tier 1 character, Guy Germain.
Correct.
Fulton Reed.
Correct.
Connie Moreau.
Correct.
Adam Banks.
Correct.
Ken Wu.
Correct. Well done. Just ran the gamut there. I guess there's an advantage that I didn't think about with an odd number, but we'll just say it's a tie because, you know, everybody ran through the characters. So Jeremiah, you will start first in this one. I guess there's an odd one in this one too, but we'll cross that bridge if it comes to it. Jeremiah, the category is names of the plays the Don't Bothers pull off in Game Changers. This one might get a little controversial, but again, it's a trivia contest on the Mighty Ducks, so I don't really care. But Jeremiah, you're up first.
Blind hockey.
That is correct.
They do the flying V, right?
That is correct, yes.
The pancake shot.
That is correct. There's two left.
Breakaway.
Also correct. That's the very first one. There's one left. Can you get it, Jeremiah?
Soft hands.
That is incorrect. Vishnu, with a chance here.
The double helix.
That is correct. Well done. Ooh. Well done. So we go on. Let's see. So Jeremiah got two. Vishnu got three. It is now 11-18 as we move through here. We'll say 17 since you guys did not get one wrong and there was an odd number for the first one. So 11-17, we go to our final category. There are 10 in this final category. So it's still possible for Jeremiah to come back here. We will start with Vishnu, the category, names of the Don't Bother's parents. So we need names here. We need full names here. Vishnu, you're up first.
Alex Morrow.
That is correct.
Paula Gantz.
Also correct.
Rob Morrow.
That is not his last name.
Is it to me?
Yes, it goes to you. Wait, so let's set the scene here. So Jeremiah has 12. Vishnu has 18. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 left. So this could come down to it. Yes, Jeremiah, you're up here. You can run the gamut here.
Rob Griffin.
That is correct. That's 13.
Sherry Andrews.
14.
Amara Batt.
15.
Brian Hansen.
16.
Harris LaRue.
17. There's three left.
Danielle Samatar.
Yes.
Christine Gibby.
Yeah. Can you get the last one?
I can't.
Vishnu, do you know the last one? Were you paying attention? Just for kicks?
Let's see. You said Danielle. Was it Lisa Casper?
That is correct.
Oh.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done. So let's. Okay. So third. Yeah. I believe you just won 19 to 18.
Congratulations. That was a self bone by me. I mean, you earned it. You could have done.
No, I was running scared the whole time. A 1 point loss seems like the best I could do. 1 point win, rather. Oof.
Self bone by me.
Well done.
No, it's well done by you.
Yes, I've just reviewed it. It's 19 to 18. I don't know how this happened. Just a miracle Hail Mary at the end. Jeremiah, the two-time champion, now immortal as a Quack Attack legend. Vishnu, no shame. No shame. I feel like you controlled the game there, and my wild formatting really hurt you at the end. So that created some great drama, though. I loved it. Congratulations to Vishnu. Congratulations to Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. And congratulations to us all. It took months and months and months, but we did it. Trivia Extravaganza 2022, now over.
And before season two.
Yes, barely. We barely did it before season two. That was the goal. So
you made it.
We made it. We'll see. I guess by the next episode, we should all have watched. Well, I guess some people aren't as crazy as me and us, but we should all have watched episode one of season two. So congratulations to Jeremiah. $200 PF Chang's gift card is headed your way. Vishnu, there are no consolation prizes other than the pride of really representing UCLA, representing California, and representing, you know, your family in this competition. So you've brought pride to the name. So congratulations on that. And with that, you know where to find us, thequacktech.com. Go there, contact us at quacktechpod on Twitter, facebook.com/quacktechpod. Go to iTunes, give us 5 stars. Tell us what you thought of the trivia format. Was that cheap? Was that a cheap ending? I would love to hear how people feel about it. And remember, I guess I should say, thanks to all our producers. Uche, still the most recent producer. And remember, ducks fly together.
Fly together. Ain't no turning back. Got to be